Good morning, James. Appreciate your time once again. Exciting news that we're going to get to see Kemantari take on Winks on Saturday. But before we get to Kemantari, such disappointment that Elise has bled and she's out for the spring. From your point of view, how much of a kick in the guts is that?
Oh, look, it was one of the more disappointing things I've seen at track work. But from only a spring perspective, though, you know, because when all things considered, thankfully, she's fine, and she was kicking up her heels, and it was good solid training from her, and she pulled up fine from it physically. But just with that internal bleeding, and you know, with a strict sense of sticking strictly to the rules, we wouldn't take any risks with her, and we'll put her out for the spring. But we certainly haven't lost her, and Vin Cox, you know, with the vision, I think, of Sheikh Mohammed, is happy to race on, and so we'll see her in the autumn at least, and maybe even sooner.
Well, that is good that we will get to see her again, because she's got a mandatory 3-month ban now. How bad was the bleed, and has she shown any type of bleeds in the past?
Look, I've looked right through her veterinary history, but the important thing is that it was only a trickle, but it was out of both nostrils, and according to the rules, you know, it's regardless of the extent of it, if there's a trickle present in both nostrils, then the rules apply. So the horse can't be galloped for a couple of months, and the horse must be kept out of nominations for races for 3. So we just stick to that, and she'll be fine. She's very, very bright, you know, an hour afterwards, and she'll get the best of care as you'd expect. But Like you said, you know, the form we had her in, she was an extremely good chance of winning at least another Group 1 for us this preparation. But she's a valuable mare and an important part of our operation. So she'll be quite all right in the future. That's the main thing.
Well, one door shuts, a window opens, the saying says. And after Elise went by the wayside, the news that came through is that Kemantari will now take on Winks on Saturday. Was there any correlation between losing Elise to you deciding to put Kemantari in the Winks on Saturday?
No, Michael, it doesn't really work like that. There's no correlation.
So what was the main reason why you've decided to put Kemantari in there? Is he just doing so well?
After I watched him gallop on yesterday morning, you know, I just felt more and more that it was going to be too long to wait for the horse to race a month between, waiting all the way to the Menzies, and this is just his right race this weekend. He's going to grow a leg, stepping up to 1400 metres second up. He's just thriving. He worked like the best horse we have in the stable yesterday morning, just the way we know he is, and I know it might seem like we're trying to play it down a little bit because of the presence of Winks in the race, but you know, what it boils down to, it's just the perfect race for him.
Well, this is what we love, and we love the fact that yourself and Godolphin aren't trying to dodge the best horse we've seen arguably ever in Australia with Winks. Do you think you're a genuine chance? I know she didn't finish too far in front of Winks in the George Ryder. She could be a little vulnerable first up, but you've got fitness on your side. What are your thoughts heading into Saturday?
Well, look, you know, before we get to her, the first thing that needs to be said is we have great respect for all the opposition in the race. But when it does come down to it, we just feel like he's a sporting chance of giving her a scare, and I think there's no doubt that we're focusing very much on our own horse and giving him the opportunity to run a good race on the way through to what's going to be an important remainder of his campaign. But I think that it's fair to say that with a stallion, you know, a colt that has his stallion profile already, If he was able to pull off the impossible, then the impact of that would just be astronomical. And running well against her, as we saw in the George Ryder, does nothing to dampen the enthusiasm of mare owners that are interested in the horse in the future.
He's getting older, and you'd imagine stronger. How much of a better horse do you think he is today than when he was taking on Winks in the George Ryder?
Oh, I think people that saw him at Randwick first up would all agree he was the pick of the. He looked fantastic. There was clearly improvement in him. You know, I'd always forecast that he would be significantly better second up. He loves the 1400 metres. He races terrific at Randwick, and you know, just coming off the gallops on Tuesday morning, we just had to give ourselves the opportunity, and we decided to accept this morning.
He's got a great record second up. Is the plan still to progress to the Memsey following Saturday?
Yeah, the race is just really nicely placed between the Memsey and the Missile. It gives him potentially two cracks at 1400 metre weight for age group ones. He'd have to be showing me the sorts of things that we look for to not take him down to Melbourne. But like I always say, you know, you just got to be prepared for prepared to read those signs. And at this stage, that's the plan.
With this 1400 metre run and then the Memsey, would this make a possible start in an Everest maybe a little less likely, trying to bring him back to the red hot sprint speed after two 1400 metre starts?
No, I don't think it rules him out for that. The Memsey is still approximately 6 weeks away from the October sprint, and I think he'd definitely be the type of horse that would race really well on the fresh side. And I wouldn't preclude that from his plans. I think that it's just gives us more options to hash out where we are with him, and it gives us a little bit more time to come up with the right race going forward, whether that is the Everest or whether we want to go a different path with him. He's arguably His Highness Sheikh Mohammed's best horse in training here, and I think he'd get a real kick out of seeing him race.
Has there been any discussions with the Sheikh about what his future may hold after this spring? Is he a horse that could end up overseas?
Oh, look, we are always discussing, you know, these top horses and where they might go to, and a lot of options are on the table, but we haven't all agreed yet exactly what we're going to do with that, because thankfully we were operating in it with a team that's very open-minded, and we just sort of get the chance to see how the spring plays out before we lock anything in. I think that's the right way to go.
Well, he's the new star of the stable, but the old boy who had held that mantle for so long is Hartnell, and we get to see him back in action at Caulfield on Saturday. First up in the Lawrence, the race he won last year. Is he going as well as last year, James?
Well, he's bright. He looks terrific. I thought he trialled really nicely at Rose Hill, and he's gone ahead since then. So what a good race it is this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I think he can be one of the horses that's running very well in it.
What do you think his spring aim, or is it just going through the weight for age races with Hartnell these days?
Oh yeah, I think that the weight for age races are the right ones for him. But he's a horse that I like the idea of just racing him sparingly, and when he's up and fresh and ready to go again, we'll pick out another nice race.
Gee, you got some nice horses entered at Caulfield on Saturday. Multaja created such a huge impression at the Valley, 2 for 2. She heading on to the Quizette?
Look, I, as much as I think she could make an impact in the Quizette, it's a long spring ahead, and I don't think she's the sort of filly that we want to take straight back to the races a fortnight later. So we decided to be a little more conservative with her. She's an excitement machine, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with her, but she's going to progress to a Moonee Valley set weights and penalties race next week, and mainly in an effort to prolong her spring and have her going as well in October as we've got her going in August and September.
We still thinking 1,000 guineas for her?
Well, you know, it's very much a case of picking off the low-hanging fruit at the moment, but gee, we were all very impressed with her first-up performance. And if she can keep picking off, the lesser targets on the way through, then we'll raise the bar and see if she can keep meeting it.
What about Osborne Bulls? He's a super promising horse. Do we get to see him in the Regal Roller?
Yeah, he's a horse we're all looking forward to unveiling again. He's fresh up, but hasn't had a long time off. So this will be an interesting race to see what sort of residual fitness he's still got within himself. But I think that there's more to offer from that horse, and he'll be running a good race this weekend.
He's 2 from 2 first up, so he's ready to win first up again.
Well, I think that I've probably had him more wound up in the past, but just reflecting at his track work the last couple of weeks, you know, it has to be said that he didn't get given a long time out, and he was fit to run in the Queensland Group 1, the Stradbroke, before he failed to gain a start, and was just immediately put out. So I think he's got that residual fitness, and he's a little more forward than he might appear on the surface.
Gee, you've got so many good horses, James, that are racing all the time. Today at Canterbury, it's just a midweeker, but you've got Rainier in what's going to be an intriguing three-horse field now, because there's a number of scratchings in the first. We've only seen Rainier once, and it finished second in the Maribyrnong trial. And here we are in a midweek meeting at Canterbury, but you've knocked into a horse called Miss Fabulous, the daughter of Samantha Mayer. So yesterday, Mick Sharkey said it's going to be one of the horses of the spring. How's Rainier going?
He's going really nicely, and he's definitely a horse that we have a lot of interest in this campaign, to see what sort of level he can get to. This will be a very good test under the handicap conditions, giving Miss Fabulous 4 kilos. We have Christabel in the stable, who narrowly defeated Miss Fabulous last preparation, and that filly of John Singleton's has trialled up very nicely and looks like she will be sharp and very hard to beat. But he's a strong colt, and whilst 1,100 might be a little short for him, I think he'll be hitting the line very well, and he'll be hard to outmuscle.
Your Kennedy Speedway and Veronillo, who's the best of those three today?
Well, I'd probably say Kennedy, with a little bit of a different approach, bringing back to Sydney and around Canterbury. I think he'll race quite sharp.
And you've got a couple of nice chances at Sandown as well. Tin Hat, who's well in commission in race number six, who got beaten as favourite last start, but certainly wasn't disgraced.
Yeah, he was back and wide a bit at Sale, and I thought that the effort was solid. It was certainly an improvement on his jump outs, which were just a little bit lacklustre. I think the addition of the blinkers that he really loves is a key factor. And of course, he had them on first up, and he was just nailed. But he just might have improved a little bit, but he does tend to save it for race day. We'll see there, but he's not without a chance in that race.
You've got the interestingly named Leatherhead, who goes around in race number seven, and he wasn't far behind what looked like maybe a couple of nice horses behind Leonardo da Vinci last start.
Yeah, and the win at the start before at Bendigo was a nice one, but he just was definitely beaten for a turn of foot in that event last time, so... You'd like to think that stepping up in distance, he should handle that. He's looking well. I like the way he was striding out when I had a glance at him on Friday morning last week, and the boys in Melbourne are quite pleased with the way he's trained on.
James, thanks so much for your time this morning, mate. Giving us an update on Kemantari. Can't wait for the clash with Winks on Saturday.
No worries. Thanks, Michael.
James Cumming.